Hey, Prime members, you can listen to the CBS News Roundup ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today.
This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
New investment in COVID fight.
The United States going on offense around the globe.
Keystone Pipeline canceled.
If you are concerned about climate change, you win.
First cicadas, now ticks.
All the things that we're walking by could be filled with ticks.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. The United States has struck a deal to donate 500 million doses of the Pfizer COVID vaccine to lower-income countries over the next year. And CBS's Nancy Cordes tells us President Biden, who's at the G7 summit, will tell other nations to do the same.
Pfizer says the 500 million doses acquired by the U.S. will go to 92 low- and lower-middle-income countries and the 55 member states of the African Union. While the U.S. has fully vaccinated nearly 43% of its population, many other countries like Afghanistan, Vietnam, and Rwanda haven't even hit 1%.
We have to end COVID-19 not just at home, which we're doing, but everywhere.
The president kicks off his diplomatic tour today with a one-on-one meeting with British Prime Minister Boris Johnson. The conservative leader has applauded some of Mr. Biden's early moves.
It's great, by the way, that Joe has brought the United States back into the Paris climate change accord.
But the two do not see eye to eye on Brexit or UK relations with Northern Ireland. Both will come up today.
The Biden administration successfully blocked the Keystone XL pipeline project. And now, as we hear from CBS's Weijia Jiang, the Canadian company behind it has now officially pulled the plug.
President Biden revoked the pipeline's U.S. construction permit on his first day in office. That was after former President Trump revived the long-delayed project that would have delivered some 35 million gallons of crude oil per day to the U.S. from Canada. The Biden administration sided with environmentalists who hailed the cancellation as a landmark moment in the effort to curb the use of fossil fuels. Republicans and some moderate Democrats opposed Mr. Biden's decision.
Turns out JBS, the world's largest meat processor, paid the equivalent of $11 million to the ransomware hackers who found their way into its computer system late last month. The CEO says it was a difficult decision. Most JBS facilities were back up when the payment was made. The company says it wanted to make sure no data were compromised. Former President Trump praises a new government report on an ugly incident last June in Washington's Lafayette Park. CBS's Chris Van Cleve.
An inspector general report finds federal law enforcement officers that aggressively cleared protesters and media from outside of the White House did not do it to make way for this presidential photo op at St. John's Church.
Is that your Bible?
It's a Bible.
The report found the U.S. Park Police and other agencies that swept through what is now Black Lives Matter Plaza did it to make way for expanded security fencing after nights of violent unrest.
The use of force in the park is the subject of a federal lawsuit against the Department of Justice. Well, 2020 kept most of us inside because of the pandemic, but scammers did not take the year off. The Better Business Bureau says Americans had $227 million stolen from them in fake sweepstakes, prize, and lottery scams, a 33% increase from the year before. Kathy Chapman's 84-year-old father in Michigan fell victim when someone called claiming to be from Publishers Clearing House.
He said, "I just have to pay some taxes and fees, and then I'm going to get this big prize." And I said, "No, Dad, that's not how it works."
He lost $72,000. Well, people up early today in the Northeast saw only part of a sunrise. It was a rare solar eclipse that experts call a ring of fire. WCBS TV weathercaster Lonnie Quinn had a look at it.
Here in Connecticut, we had a spectacular view of it. About 80% of the sun was covered by the moon as it was rising. I mean, it was something to see. And you had all kinds of iconic pictures around the Northeast. Nothing was disappointing out there, except for the fact that if you were in Boston or if you were in Michigan, unfortunately there, it was kind of clouded over because Michigan should have been the primo spot in the United States to see it.
North Carolina senators today will consider a Republican proposal that would ban women from getting abortions on the basis of the race or sex of the fetus or a diagnosis of Down syndrome. The state's Democratic governor is unlikely to sign it if it passes. Norwegian Cruise Line says it plans to set sail from two Florida ports, requiring passengers to be fully vaccinated against COVID-19. Problem is, Florida law bans businesses from asking for proof. CBS's Peter King says there's Tampa court action about when cruises can resume and under what conditions.
With the CDC approving test sailings, the government says Florida's request for an injunction on the no-sail order is not justified. The Justice Department says the law backs up the no-sail order. Florida attorneys say the CDC simply overstepped its authority.
In Southern California, CBS's Carter Evans reports experts believe this could be a bad summer for disease-carrying ticks. And not just in all the usual places.
After battling Lyme disease, Dana Parrish thought she was safe from ticks when she moved from New York to the California coast.
Now you come back from the beach and you got to check for ticks?
Yes, unfortunately. That's exactly what you have to do.
Researchers recently blanketed the brush along Northern California beaches.
We're surprised to find large numbers of ticks.
Typically, the Northeast is the epicenter for ticks in the U.S., and scientists are expecting an explosion of ticks there this year. Warmer, wetter winters could be contributing to the larger numbers of mice they like to feed on.
The son of legendary University of Michigan football coach Bo Schembechler goes public today with two other people who say they were sexually abused by a now deceased campus doctor who remained at the school for decades. A university investigation determined Schembechler, who died in 2006, and others were aware of complaints about the doctor but took no action. Carrie Underwood has extended her record as the most decorated artist in the history of the CMT Awards.
Ooh, let there be peace on earth.
Her song Hallelujah with John Legend was named Video of the Year. Underwood now has 23 CMT Awards. For Legend, it was his first. The problem isn't just an influx of people at the southern border. There's also a flood of drugs, record amounts of opioids.
Along the Mexican border, drug cartels are seizing opportunity.
The cartels are exploiting our current influx, and they're bringing hard drugs.
Border Patrol agent Joel Freeland says U.S. manpower focused on human smuggling is enabling traffickers to move staggering amounts of drugs, including 59 pounds of highly lethal fentanyl seized by Texas troopers the last 6 months.
If that almost 60 pounds of fentanyl had reached the streets, what could have been the result?
Mass casualty.
Fentanyl seizures have jumped 800% in Texas. Janet Shamley in CBS News, El Paso.
In Idaho, a dog missing for 2 days after a car wreck has been found. Social media helped track down Tilly, found at a nearby farm where the Border Collie mix was herding sheep. That's the roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News. If you like CBS News Roundup, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
Behind every successful business is a story, and some of them might surprise you. Like how Chobani's first yogurt factory was discovered on a piece of junk mail. Or how the founder of the multi-million dollar cosmetics brand Drunk Elephant was told by everyone, including her own mother, that the name sounded like a dive bar. I'm Guy Raz, and on my show How I Built This, I talk to founders behind the world's biggest companies to learn the real stories of how they built them. In each episode, you'll hear entrepreneurs share moments of doubt and failure and talk about how they were able to overcome them on their way to the top. How I Built This is like a masterclass in innovation and creativity from the people who've done it all. Follow How I Built This wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to How I Built This early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus. For more deep dive and daily business content, listen to Wondery, the destination for business podcasts. With shows like How I Built This, Business Wars, and many more, Wondery means business.
For more than two centuries, the White House has been the stage for some of the most dramatic scenes in American history. Inspired by the hit podcast American History Tellers, Wondery and William Morrow present the new book, The Hidden History of the White House. Each chapter will bring you inside the fierce power struggles, the world-altering decisions, and shocking scandals that have shaped our nation. You'll be there when the very foundations of the White House are laid in 1792, and you'll watch as the British burn it down in 1814. Then you'll hear the intimate conversations between FDR and Winston Churchill as they make plans to defeat Nazi forces in 1941. And you'll be in the Situation Room when President Barack Obama approves the raid to bring down the most infamous terrorist in American history. Pre-order The Hidden History of the White House now in hardcover or digital editions wherever you get your books.